if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference.
This show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
In terms of our robot, it took quite a while to build and we put a lot of hard work into it.
I think the strength of our team is really the people and the talent that we have working on this team.
It's a community. As much as there's a community with every team here in FRC, there's a community within your own team.
Since 1992, 501c3 nonprofit FIRST has been bringing high school teams together to participate in a special international event. Organizers have called this one a varsity sport for the mind.
Good morning, Long Beach, and welcome to the 2017 FIRST Robotics Los Angeles Regional!
FIRST, which is an acronym for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology, offers four different STEM-oriented programs for students from grades K through 12. The fourth of these is the FIRST Robotics Competition, or FRC, for students ages 14 through 18.
I'm Jacob Sloshman. I'm the team captain of Team 980, the Thunderbots. And we're a FIRST FRC team. And what we do is we spend 6 weeks at the beginning of the year to design and build a 120-pound robot to compete in a game that's released at the beginning of that period.
FRC, which started with 28 student teams in a New Hampshire high school gym in 1992, has now grown to an international event in which thousands of students, ages 14 through 18, compete annually. There are both regional competitions and national championships. The FIRST Robotics Competition, which has stringent rules, works like this.
You get a basic kit that you start with, things like the chassis and stuff that you have to buy and stuff, and then you put it together, and it's a work of a lot of people, actually, and we try to get one person to do a little bit of everything and get everyone involved in the program, even new members like myself.
You're going to have a million things to do, a million projects, a million things to code, to build, to fabricate. You're going to have to conduct business, and you're going to have to do that in a very, very small time span.
I don't know how some of these students do it. After the three-hour after-school session of swimming, they come to our build site from 6 to 9 every school day, and even on weekends, to work. So it's a lot of work. I'd say it's about as much stress as an actual job, but as they say in FIRST, it's the hardest fun you'll ever do.
The student teams design their robots to compete with one another on an obstacle course. With their robotics kits, the students receive instructions.
There's a video that they send out and it tells like the project, like what the goal is. So this robot is going to get gears from a certain place and try to take it onto a lift, and that's how it kind of works.
After the allotted 6 weeks for construction are up, student teams have to bag, tag, and photograph their robots, and they can't open that bag again until they've arrived at the competition area.
The robotics team used to go on the last day until midnight, and that's when we would bag and tag. And this year was a little bit earlier, probably 9 o'clock, that we had to pack up.
So it all starts with prototyping after kickoff and really sitting down as a team and making the decision on what we want in the end. So we decided what we want to prioritize on our robot, and we started from there.
Among the rules for FRC is a weight limit on robots, which can't weigh more than 120 pounds. Students are permitted to take up to 30 pounds of add-ons with them to the competition area, but that means when they add, they subtract, so as not to exceed that weight limit. Team Captain Jack Wu of Team 4415, the Epic Robots, explained.
When we are in Madeira, which is our last competition, we don't have a fuel tank made of plastic, as you can see. We have a fuel tank made of cardboard, like that. So that's one of the things we added on this time. And the other time is when we are at our last competition, we added our gear deliverer, because our gear grabber, we just recently made them, so we put it onto our prototype robot and try it before we actually put on the competition robot. And that is our 30 pound of what we added.
Every annual FIRST Robotics competition has a different theme. The 2017 theme, steampunk, with the title, FIRST Steamworks.
Our robot can pick up gears from these ports at the ends of the field and deliver them to this thing called an airship. where the human player in the airship will lift up the gear and put it on the airship to get these rotors to spin. And in order to gain points, that's really the main point garner in the game. So we can either gather those gears for our airship, or we can stop other robots.
The 2017 FIRST Robotics Los Angeles Regional Competition happened March 23rd through 26th at Cal State Long Beach's Walter Pyramid. 60 teams had signed up for the competition, including participants from Chile, Hawaii, and Arizona. For the first 2 days, the teams were getting acclimated, adding last-minute robot upgrades and getting in some practice time. Then, it was face-off time in the ring for the last 2 days.
My name's Karen. I'm the head of CAD for Team 702 and the systems engineer.
And what is your robot like, Karen?
So our robot can climb up the airship, which is the field in the center, and we can also deliver gears as well as shoot if possible.
Even though each team gets the same standard robot kit, starts at the same time, and has to finish at the same point in time, teams bring their own ingenuity to their creations.
There's a period in the match called autonomous, and that's when no driver can touch the robot, and the robot is doing it all on its own through pre-programmed code. And our head programmer and his mentor, as well as his protege, all came together to build this auto-tracking system from the ground up. And what it does is it uses a camera and a laser sensor to line up the robot on its own to deliver a gear to the airship.
The climbing mechanism I think we have is really special. Since we use stored energy, we can rise around 5 feet in less than a second.
We have a shooter that nobody else have ever done this type of shooter before. It accelerates the ball from both sides, so it will give a same trajectory for every single ball.
Unlike many other competitive sporting events, FIRST Robotics competitions are highly inclusive.
We take in everyone. When I first came onto the team, I didn't know the difference between a Phillips and a flathead screwdriver. And I said, I worked in CAD once, and they were like, oh, thank God, and they brought me into CAD.
Mechanical Paradise is the robotics team coming out of Bridges Academy. We're a twice exceptional school, which means that it's kids that are highly gifted, that we have learning disabilities. I have ADHD. There's a lot of kids with Tourette's and Asperger's and dyslexia.
My team is known for being like the green team. Everything, absolutely everything is green. So you can do a lot with the creative side and the aesthetic of our robot.
Our team, the Thunderbots, is actually a community team. So we draw students from over 11 different schools in the LA Burbank Glendale area.
We like to decorate our pit area so that it's in correspondence with the theme of the game every year. It makes our team's image a lot better. We have people design t-shirts for our team. We have people give presentations to the community. There's really a place for art in STEM.
And FIRST Robotics isn't all about winning, or even about building a robot. While FRC does award a prize to the team that wins the yearly competition, there are more than 20 other awards. Teams can receive honors for unique effort, extraordinary team spirit, creativity, and a number of other categories. And FRC's highest honor, the Chairman's Award, is based on outreach and giving back. In early March 2017, the Friarbots, Team 3309, became Chairman's Award winners. Team member Brandon Caparelli talked about that experience.
So we won the Chairman's Award at the Arizona North Regional a couple weeks ago. And this award is a submitted award that talks about outreach that you've done in your community. And I was actually fortunate enough to be on the team that competed and presented for this award.
Wow. Now tell me about the outreach your team did.
So one outreach thing that we did was Business Rockstars, which is a radio, TV show, podcast, where two of our students, our Vice President of Public Relations and our President, talked with announcer Pat O'Brien about what we've done. And that was streamed to over 1 million people across the country.
FIRST Robotics competitions operate on a principle that can be noticeably absent from sports fields today: gracious professionalism. If a team's robot breaks down, other teams pitch in to help with repairs or to provide needed parts.
We had worked on the robot, but it wasn't until getting to comp and seeing everyone else who had worked on the robot and who have the same ambitions as you do come together and compete and still at the same time have fun as a community.
As much as there's a community with every team here in FRC, there's a community within your own team. Everybody's just really close, and it's really fun to have everybody together working on one project, developing something to, you know, ultimately
win or lose a competition, it really doesn't matter. It's the build up and up until this season that's the thing that stuck with me the most.
We're a family, basically. Everything that happens, there's no I's or me's. It's all we in this. So whether the robot breaks or we win or whatever, it's all one team. And I think that's the most important part, and that's how we get through the competitions.
It's really easy to learn not only about the robot, but about the business aspect of robotics, because it's really important that you try and engage your sponsors, you try and get enough support for your team so that they can do all the magic in the robot.
Kelly Crabtree of Team 4201, the Vitruvian Bots, explained robotics' entrepreneurial side.
There is a lot of fundraising going into it. Some teams can spend up to $50,000 in a year.
For rookie teams, FIRST Robotics' regional event entrance fee is $6,000, according to their website. Veteran teams, meanwhile, pay $5,000 to enter the competition, and there are additional fees for entering other regional events and the FRC Championship.
Where that comes in is we have to get a lot of sponsors. You have to really go into your community, whether it be to your local Vons or Ralphs, or whether it be to the aerospace corporations near you, and just say, this is our team, this is our robot, this is what we want to accomplish, and we think that your help is necessary for that. And we believe that we can best represent you as a company in the engineering world. So we have to communicate with a lot of other teams to try and say, hey, who are you getting to sponsor you? And then we kind of work our own magic, and we send not only our students, but we have almost all of our team members write letters to different corporations to say, you know, this really means a lot to us. Robotics has become an integral part of our lives. We would really appreciate your support, whether that be in donations, whether that be in like fiscal help, or whether it just be, hey, they're donating a meal for like next Friday's meeting when everybody's starving.
And when they do that, how do you tell people that this is their sponsor?
If somebody has sponsored, if a corporation or an individual has sponsored our robot with a donation of more than $50, or a food donation that's equivalent to more than $50, we have an auxiliary board that's made of polycarbonate in which we display their logos. And we also have all of our sponsors on the backs of our shirts.
I see this. Wow.
And so it's just, not only do we display it during competitions, but we also really like to thank our sponsors. We send them letters, we send them continual updates, pictures, how we've done in competition, just to try and say thank you for all of your support. We wouldn't have been able to do this without you. So we try and market the fact that they're as integral to this as our students are.
Meanwhile, FIRST has a scholarship program in which more than 200 colleges and universities participate, providing more than $50 million in scholarship funds. What will this mean to you in your future?
Being in FIRST Robotics has actually pushed me to an engineering path, which I am now on the path to. I'm a senior and I'm going to be entering a college, I have not decided which, but into the aerospace programs.
It's very rewarding. I was not well versed in the field of engineering before I came in, and now I know how to do so much, and I've learned so much, and I want to go into an engineering field because of this team.
What we're doing here is what I'm going to be doing at my job in the future, and so it's giving me that experience of what I get to do in the future, and it's wonderful.
I have no idea what my major is before I actually joined this program. But after this program, I realized I really like computer engineering. So that pretty much just decides my future and my field.
This is something that maybe is not as traditional in schools, but it's a really good experience for life. And I'd like to go into STEM for sure. And I've learned a lot about how things work, physics even, from doing something like this.
What would you consider has been your best experience that's going to affect your future?
It is definitely time management. Robotics has taught me that above all. You're going to have a million things to do, a million projects, a million things to code, to build, to fabricate. You're going to have to conduct business, and you're going to have to do that in a very, very small time span. So not only has it helped me to multitask all the responsibilities that I've gauged on this team, but just that I have outside of school, whether that be with extracurriculars, whether that be just my homework, family time, just kind of pulling from all the aspects of my life that I deem important to me and prioritizing how I'm going to work with that.
Every year we're developing and innovating and creating new things for the team, whether that be on the PR side or whether we're getting tank treads for our robot for this year. It's always developing and evolving as an experience, so everything's new.
I really love robotics. It's been part of my life for 6 years now, So it's been a real life changer for me.
The very first day I joined the team, we weren't in the current build space we were in, but in order to get to our build space, we had to walk through this very dark hallway for the rest of the warehouse with all the secret stuff that we're not allowed to see. So I was walking through there and I was scared because I didn't know, but there were these signs like, new team members, go this way. And then it was very dark. I walked in and then I opened the door and it was just a flood of light. And there was a robot.
Team 4201 and robotics in general has taught me how to multitask, how to manage my time, and how to just be a better human when it comes to interacting with other people.
And congratulations to all the FIRST Robotics teams on their participation in the 2017 FIRST Steamworks competition. 2017 FIRST Robotics National Championships are coming up in Houston, April 19th to 22nd, and in St. Louis, Missouri, April 26th through 29th. And if you'd like to know more about the FIRST Robotics competition or get involved as a mentor or a volunteer, check out their webpage, firstinspires.org/robots/FRC. That's a mouthful. Here it is again. That's firstinspires.org/robots/FRC. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to Over Coffee on our website, twomavericks.com. That's two, T-W-O, Mavericks, M-A-V-E-R-I-X.com, twomavericks.com. And you can contact us at twomavericks@gmail.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.